Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'd just like to welcome you to episode 3 of Cook Talk, the official podcast of Pencook Athletic Football Club. I'm your host, Dougie Penman, and before we get started with this episode's guest, I'd just like to thank everyone for their support over the previous two episodes. Firstly, with Tony Begg 2 weeks ago, and last week with Craig Sutherland on our first fan pod. I can see the viewing numbers, two episodes have done brilliantly. And I'd just like to thank everyone for that. Your comments and feedback over YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, text message, WhatsApp, I think a pigeon threw in my window the other day. It's all greatly appreciated. I'm taking it on board. I'm trying to improve the podcast for you guys to make it easier for you to listen to. And part of that is we're now available on a number of podcast platforms. You can watch the podcast on YouTube, the video version. Please forgive my hair. I've not had a haircut for a while. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and numerous others, which you'll be able to access. Wherever you can, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a like, whatever you can do, share it with people. It's all greatly appreciated. And I think that is enough waffle from me. So I'll now welcome tonight's guest. It's our first player podcast that's defender slash midfielder, our number 18, it's Craig Grinchy Stevenson. Grinchy, how are you?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
I'm fine. Last time I heard you on a podcast, you said you'd been furloughed. Are you back to work yet, or are you still sitting in the house?
No, I'm still sitting in the house. I'm back to work on Monday, actually. Not too bad.
I'm looking forward to that.
I don't know. I've actually enjoyed the time off with the kids and stuff, so it's been a bit different, eh? But I'm usually really busy with working things up, but it's been not too bad.
I see you've got a lot of running done, a lot of personal best set.
I've sort of used the no football, that sort of taking the frustration out and just try to get just out in the running, really, just to try to get fit. I'm probably fitter now than I was than I've ever been, to be honest. This would be funny. Normally I'm really busy at work, so I didn't really get out for runs and things like that during spring. But I've been going for runs every second day, and it's been good for my fitness levels, that's for sure.
That's good to know. So part of the reason we've got you on is we're going to sort of talk through your career to date, and then we've got some quick fire questions about the boys at the end, which I'll hopefully bring some humour to this, as we've heard a few fans mention. So as a youth player, you spent time with Hearts and Hibs before making your senior debut at Cowden Beef. How was that experience for you?
It was good, aye. Started off at Calvary Park when I was really young, 6-7 year old, and then I went to Hearts at under-10s, spent a season there, scored quite a lot of goals when I was younger. So. And then the same for Hibs. Spent 5 years there. Really enjoyed it. It was a good upbringing with a lot of good coaches. Spent 2 years with James McDonough, who's now Edinburgh City manager. He was really good. There was other coaches, sort of old school coaches, they would call it now. I would say Jimmy Burns, Dave McMillan. But really good, tough, but I enjoyed it. Aye, really good.
And from there you went back to Hutchison Vale before you sort of stepped back up to the senior leagues, where you spent 3 months at Berwick. What happened there?
Aye, so from Cowden Beef, I spent 3 years at Cowden Beef and then went to Hutchie. And then my manager from Hutchie went to take Berwick Reserves. Right. He must have put in a word in at Berwick. And went on trial there. And got a contract, and then went down there. I wasn't really playing much. I was on the bench, travelling up to Peterhead, Arbroath, Montrose, and I just didn't enjoy it. It was I was getting 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Sometimes I wasn't even on the bench, so I decided to just go back to Hutchie to play games. And I really enjoyed my time at Hutchie.
You mentioned going back to Hutchie, that was in 2012, and you had quite a bit of success here. You were East of Scotland League winner, Alec Jack Cup runner-up, and also believe you won the East of Scotland Player of the Year award in 2014.
Aye, it was good. I really enjoyed it at Hutchie. That was sort of my first, like, the East of Scotland League was, it was really competitive back then, as it is now, but it was your Edinburgh Cities, your Spartans, your Whitehills. And my first season, actually, we just avoided relegation. We beat Leith in the last game of the season to stay up. And then, obviously, the Lone League kicked off, and all the sort of better teams like your Spartans, your Whitehills, Edinburgh Cities, they all went Lone League. So, next, I think the next game season, we won the league, actually, after that. With a real good side. Quite a few players from that team are now playing at Penicuik, actually. Callum Connolly's, John McDonald was at Penicuik before, John Williams, with a good group. It was a young side, but we've done well.
And you mentioned stepping up to the Lowland League. You did that in 2014 as you moved on to Spartans, and you spent 4.5 years there. And you know, some of your highlights, you won the Lowland League, you were runners-up, you won the Lowland League Cup and what is now the Football Nation Qualifying Cup. You played your part in the playoffs, unfortunately losing the Cove. And what was that sort of experience like, stepping up to Spartans?
That was brilliant. When I was leaving Hutchie, I had a few options to go to different places, but when you go down to Spartans, the setup's brilliant. You train at the academy. When I first went, the pitch which had just been laid, it was brilliant. It was a carpet. I really enjoyed my time at Spartans. Obviously, winning the Lone League was brilliant. Culver, and they were different class. They absolutely battered us up there. They beat us 4-0. Probably could have been more, to be honest. And then we beat them at home, but the tie was over in the first leg. We're never going to go up. I was actually surprised that they never managed to beat Cowden Beef that season to go up. I thought they would have done that, but obviously the following season they've done that, and they've won League Two. So you can see the ambition and stuff of that club. They'll go further, I think, than League One, to be honest.
Yeah, and winning the Lowland League as well, you then qualified for the Betfred League Cup and took part in the group stages, and there's quite a, I'm not going to say famous photo because you'd have to have seen it to know what it is, but there's a photo of you and I think you're winding up Chris Boyd. What was said there?
Nah, it wasn't winding up. Obviously, we played Kilmarnock and we done well. It was 0-0 for an hour, and then as soon as you get the first goal, your legs go. They end up winning 3-0 in the end, but just at the end of the game, I asked, everybody knows I'm a big Rangers fan, so I asked Chris Boyd for his top. But unfortunately, I couldn't get it. He says he couldn't give me the tight get that he is.
I think it would have been tight on you, to be fair. I think I might have drowned you.
It would have drowned me. I would have used it for my bed, but I was quite gutted I couldn't get that, to be honest. He's one of my heroes growing up.
And part of that group stage as well, you also got to experience playing at Hampden against Queen's Park. What did it feel like to play at Hampden?
It was brilliant. Really enjoyed it. Obviously, it's empty. When you play Queen's Park, there's about 800, 900 fans if you're lucky. But it was good. Really good. Change rooms are brilliant, as you probably know. Just everything about the day was good. We played well. We were unlucky, actually. We got beat 2-1, but we were 1-0 up, and then they scored a couple of set pieces. But that Betfred Cup was really enjoyable. It always is when you play against league teams. You like to play against sort of the best players that you can, so it was good.
And I'm going to be honest, the first time I sort of heard the name Craig Stevenson was, apart from you scoring a free kick against us in a friendly, which I've still got footage of somewhere, was I saw a video of your overhead kick against Gretna 2008. What are you doing trying overhead kicks for the edge of the box?
I don't know, to be honest. It was, honestly, I don't know. I sort of played it down the line for Jack Smith, and then he's cut it back to me, and I've had a shot. Defender's got a block in, and it just went over my head. And as it went over my head, I just thought, why not? Tried it, and it's came off. If I'd done that 100 times, it probably wouldn't have come off. But it was probably the best goal I've ever scored, to be honest.
Well, we might come to that later on, but that was your final season at Spartans. You joined us in December 2018, but how did that move come about?
I don't know really. It was obviously I had spoke to Dougie Samuel at Spartans. I'd basically played it every week for the last 4 years at Spartans, and then I was sort of on the bench for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, and then I went and I spoke to him. And he just said, "Look, what's happening? I'm the type of player that if I'm not playing, I'd rather just go somewhere else and play. To be honest, I'm not going to waste my time sitting on a bench and travelling up places and stuff and no playing." So I went and I spoke to him, and then he told me that I'd play on the Saturday against East Stirling, and Saturday came, I was on the bench, so I just thought, I'll go on and speak to him after the game, just ask him to put me on the transfer list. And then he done that, and he phoned me on the Monday saying that Pennycook were interested in me. I had a few other options, but I don't know, Pennycook just seemed really appealing to me. I knew quite a lot of the boys that were here, so I thought, I'll give it a go.
Let's see, you signed in December 2018, you made your debut against Eastowsies in the final match of that year. Did your sort of time at Pennycook, did it get off a slightly rough start when you got sent off against Tilly Beef in, I think, your second or third game?
Aye, I've only ever been sent off twice in my career, and that was a low point, to be honest. I was probably too hyped up for that match. Coming into, obviously, a new change room, you're trying to impress, and you want to, you want to like show the boys that you're a good player, and it was just a moment of madness, to be honest. The boys, it's down the line, I went to tackle them, it's sort of ricocheted, and I don't know what I'm trying to do. And at the time, I thought I was trying to tackle him, but seeing it back, I've just kicked out. It was definitely a low point, not just in my Pennycook career, in my career itself. It was an important match. Two of us were going for the league. And if we'd got beat that day, we probably wouldn't have won the league. So the boys done brilliant to dig in and get a point. And pull me out of the crap, really.
After that, you came into the team and you got your first goal against Dalkeith in April, and then followed up with a free kick down at Tweedmouth. But what did it feel like to come in and then win the confidence here on the final day against Musselburgh?
That was brilliant. That was always the aim. When I came in, the boys were flying. I was coming into a good changing room. That was always the aim. They were doing really well when I came in. So it was basically just when I spoke to Kevin Tony, when I was coming here, that was always the aim, to try and win the conference and then obviously try and get promoted into the Lone League. But to do it, it was good, really good.
You mentioned trying to get promoted into the Lowland League. We went into the playoffs and we beat Broxburn and lost out to Bonnyrigg. But what was that experience like for the dressing room as a whole?
It was good. We were confident going into the games. Obviously knew that they were both going to be really tough. Broxburn and Bonnyrigg are two really good teams. Obviously, we managed to beat Broxburn on the Saturday in a really good game. And then, obviously, to Bonnyrigg on the Tuesday or Wednesday night, we fancied our chances, but Bonnyrigg are a really good side. In the end, we just sort of came up short.
Now, obviously, this season, well, I say this season, it's now last season. We came into the revamped Premier Division, but you never played in the Super League really, so what was it like coming into what was effectively the old Junior Super League in terms of quality?
I knew it was going to be a really good standard. Obviously we had played in the conferences, and it was a top five for each league, so I knew it was going to be a good level. Obviously you hear about the Super League when you're playing East of Scotland, Lowland League, etc. Some big clubs, Bowness, Llanfihangel, some really big clubs in there. So I knew that it was going to be a tough standard, and it proved to be that. It was really competitive. Every game you go into, anyone can beat anybody in their day, really. It was good, really good.
Obviously, the league season finished on points per game, and we finished eighth. Do you feel that we maybe underachieved a wee bit last year in terms of the league?
Aye, definitely. Going into the league last year, us as a group of boys, we obviously wanted to try and challenge for the league. The Scottish Cup was brilliant. Obviously, that can be a bit of distraction. I know it can be seen as an excuse. It was the same with Spartans in my first season. We finished fourth in the Lone League, but got to the last 16 in the Scottish Cup. It's hard to go from a big high in a Scottish Cup game to like coming back to playing like teams in your league with 1,000 less fans, if you say. It was a good experience, and I think it'll benefit us for next year going into that.
Yeah. You mentioned the Scottish Cup as well, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't cover that in some sort of detail. And we came through the prelim rounds, and then we had Cumbernauld all the way, and there was 5-1 victory, but there was maybe a special goal in there for a goal of the season winner for yourself.
It was brilliant. I've always liked playing at Cumbernauld. I've played there obviously a few times with Spartans and stuff, and I always seem to get a good result there. It's a tough place to go, to be honest. And when the draw was made, I thought that'll be really tight. But that day was brilliant. The boys from start to finish, the crowd as well. That was the first time that I had seen like Pennycook fans coming away. Obviously you get them in numbers sometimes, maybe 100, 150 to away games, but that Cumbernauld game was sort of the first game that I thought, this is a good club.
Yeah, and then we went from Cumbernauld, we moved on and we had Stenhouse Muir, and again you were on the score sheet. Just, what colour did your shorts go when Graham Smith saved that penalty?
I think you know the answer to that. It was the worst pen I've ever had, I think. I don't know, to be honest, to this day, I don't know how he never caught it. But I'm just glad it came back to me and I can just tap it in the net. But that day was one of the best games I've ever been involved in. Just everything about it, to be honest. We said when they turned up, we seen them walking out and that, and we just thought, they think they're just coming here for a stroll. And it just, I don't know, everything about that day just felt like this is going to be our day. Obviously, in the first half, we've had a few chances. Sam and Lumbo have missed a couple of chances, and you coming at half time, being the better team 0-0 against the league team, you think we need to take one of these chances sooner or they're going to punish us. But we just seem to go from strength to strength in the second half. And as soon as we got that first goal, I couldn't see us losing it, to be honest.
And you mentioned the away support at Cumbernauld, but I think that was dwarfed by quite a bit going through Firth Hill to play Partick Thistle. Where does that rank for you in sort of the games you've played as well?
That was special, to be honest. As I said previously, we got to the last 16 with Spartans, and Spartans took 1,500 down to Berwick. But I never actually played that night. I got the last 20 minutes or something. To actually be involved the whole game against Partick. The Pennycook fans that day were unbelievable. Like from start to finish, all you could hear was the Pennycook fans. You know, you'd say when you go into these games, just keep it tight. First 15, 20 minutes, keep it tight. You conceded after 56 seconds or something. And you're just feeling the worst. You're thinking, oh, he's going to be 5, 6, 7. But the boys dug in. We're actually, from 25 minutes to half time, we're probably the better team. That day was probably when we beat Morton with Spartans. And that game, they two are my two top games I've been in, to be honest, to be involved in. I just wish we could have scored that day at Partick. And it would have been, I don't know what the fans would have done if we had scored. It would have been unreal.
I don't know if you know, but I think if you look at Sky Sports or one, they only gave us one shot on target, and I think it was your one right near the end, so it's your fault we never won.
It was about 5 minutes to go, and my legs were gone, to be honest. I thought, I'm not going to go past them, so I thought, if I get my touch at my feet and just have a shot, anything can happen. But nah, it was a tame effort, to be honest. The goalie put his hat on it, but it was an incredible day. The fans were, as I say, the fans were brilliant from start to finish. Even when they scored, all you could hear was the Penicuik fans right away, and that inspires the players. It pushes us on. The boys gave a good credit themselves. It was up there with one of my best moments of football, to be honest.
So obviously we've had this whole COVID situation and the season's been called, but what's the thoughts going to next year? What's the aims for yourself?
For me personally, obviously going into any season, I think every team will be the same. You want to try and win the league. We know it's not going to be easy. The league's really competitive, as I said. Any team on their day can beat anybody. Even like the teams that are coming up, Tynecastle have went on a brilliant run in their league, and Lothian Thistle as well. I know all about them. So there's no easy games in the league. Anybody can beat anybody. It's just try to put a wee run of consistency together, get a few wins under your belt, and then hoping to just try and kick on for there, really.
That's fine. So we'll now sort of move on to the quickfire teammate questions. You can get slaughtered in the WhatsApp group probably after this once the boys hear it. So we'll go for, there's a couple for yourself first, then we'll move on to the sort of teammate ones. But what's been the sort of single best moment for yourself at Penicuik?
Probably the Partick Thistle game or the Stenhouse Muir game, to be honest. I would say the Stenhouse Muir game because we won that game. The changing room after the game, you've seen the video. Brilliant. Just that, when you win a game like that, when nobody's expecting you to win it, you're the underdog. There's no better feeling. To celebrate with the boys after was probably my best moment at Penicuik so far.
Best goal for Penicuik?
The Cumbernauld one. It's got to be. Cumbernauld one, easy. I've always loved the Scottish Cup. Just there's something about it that's just special. Obviously, it's Penicuik's first Scottish Cup in, was it 60 years? 80 years. Well, and then obviously to go on the run that we did, it's got to be the Cumbernauld goal.
And the final one for you, defence or midfield?
I prefer midfield. I prefer sitting in midfield, just sitting in front of the back four. I don't mind playing full back. I played most of my, as I said, when I was younger, at Hibs and Hearts, I was a striker. And then when I went to Cowdenbeath, they moved me to left back. And then I've sort of fluttered between left back and centre midfield from there and at Spartans. I like full back, but if I was choosing my position, it'd be midfield.
Yeah. So now on to the sort of boys. Who's the most skillful?
Most skillful will be Scotty McCrory. His feet are ridiculous. We play like warm up games at training and stuff like that. Toro, and his feet are a joke. He sent Ryan Baptie to the shops. At the Dalkeith. I'm not sure what it's called. Sort of worldly soccer place at Dalkeith. He done a wee move. I still don't know how he's done it. And he's dragged it back, and Ryan's ran into the wall, and Scott's like dragged it back, and it was unbelievable. He's definitely the skillfulest.
Who's got two left feet?
Two left feet. A difficult one. I would say Bob, the goalie. Loves that close gun.
Who is most likely to check the mirror on the way out the dressing room?
Definitely the skipper, Tommy. At 5 to 3 on a Saturday, you go in the toilet and he's doing this with his hair with the water and playing with his hair. Definitely him. If he was chocolate, he would eat himself. 100% Tommy.
Who's most likely to be fined for being on their phone in the dressing room?
Tough one. Probably Pagey, I would say. That's quite a hard one, actually. Aye, I would maybe say Pagey, aye.
Who's the best dressed?
Best dressed. There's no many, to be fair. Who the boys are. Best dressed. I'm not even going to answer that because they're all absolute horrendous clobber. I would maybe say who the boys that were at the team night out, I'll go for Jordan Caddo. He's not obviously at Penicuik anymore, but he loves it still. He loves a wee bow tie and hat and stuff like that. So I'll go Jordan Caddo.
It's a nice cop-out answer. Who's the worst dressed then?
Definitely Summy again. He's without fail, every night out, he's got a pair of Vans and ripped jeans. Without fail, the skipper. I think everyone in the team will agree with me on that one.
Who's the team joker?
Myself. Probably me.
And who's got the worst pattern?
Definitely Scotty. Scotty's partner. He would give a sleeping tablet a hard time to fall asleep. It's horrendous. He thinks it's funny as well, which is the worst, but on a night out, I'd rather have his dad gogs on a night out than him. When his dad turns up, everybody's buzzing. When Scott turns up, it's just like, just go home.
Who's the best trainer?
Best trainer? I'll say Tanzi. He's an absolute machine. For 35-year-old.
Who's most likely to buy the biscuits?
Most likely to buy the biscuits? Callum Connell has been on them a few times. Callum's been on them a right few times. His biscuits are terrible, but he's been on them a right good few times. 4 or 5 times, I would say, last season.
And who's the smartest?
Well, we've been doing the quizzes. I wouldn't have said this before lockdown, but Tansy seemed to have won every single quiz. I think he's got Lisa behind him, whispering the answers off Google, but. I'd have to say Tansy. I think he's won about 4 out of 5 quizzes, and the only one he's not won is when he's been the quizmaster. So, it's got to be Tansy.
So, and sort of counter one of that, who's the least intelligent? And I think I know the answer.
I think everyone knows that. With your tweets and stuff after the quizzes, got to be Bob. To be fair to Bob though, he's been joined in every quiz. Liam O'Donnell's not turned up for one quiz. And he's absolutely bricking it that if he turns up, he's going to be last. So I'm going to save Bob on this one. I'm going to go for Liam because he's an absolute cop out.
That's fine. We'll expect him the morning night to defend his honour. Who's got the best dressing room music?
Baptiste, the dressing room DJ. It's not always the best, to be fair, but since I've came to Penicuik, he's been on it. Aye, Baptiste, the dressing room DJ.
And who's best on a night out?
Best on a night out. I shared the room with Liam in Newcastle. That was a good laugh. Best on a night out. Aye, I would say Liam. He's been on all the nights out that I've been on so far. So, aye, Liam O'Donnell.
And the final one is, who goes home first?
Definitely Summy. Says he's finna leaving, so he has to leave and get the last train or get the last bus, or his missus is picking him up early. Summy. Or Bob, last year, the Player of the Year Awards. He was falling asleep on the table by 8:30 or 9:00 or something. So, but aye, I would say Summy.
That's fine. So I think that takes us to the end of the quickfire questions, and I think that will be the end of the podcast. So just like to thank you, Grinchy, for coming on, and I appreciate it.
No problem.
And just remind everybody that we're available on a number of podcast platforms. So like and subscribe and leave us a comment, a review, and let us know what you think. Cheers. Goodbye.
Cheers.